On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, as you've heard right throughout the programme, we have been discussing the government's brand new housing plan. And to discuss it further, I'm joined now by architect Roisin Murphy and Pat Dennigan, CEO of Focus Ireland. I'm going to start with you first, Roisin, because there are some plans within this new plan to tackle, they say, dereliction and vacant homes and to bring those back into use. Will they work?
I don't think there's any argument about that dereliction and bringing it back in won't work. I think, honestly, we've been hammering at the door about this for, I'd say, it's 20 years longer, maybe. But now it's kind of sad that it's taken this crisis to kind of get people to focus on derelict properties, to focus on regeneration, and particularly things like the smaller towns and villages that are throughout the country with really substantially beautiful architecture connected to services and usually even a train or two. But the problem is that,
the easiest houses to bring into use are houses that are already built.
So it's the green agenda. But we have been talking about this for a long time, and we've been talking about the fact that, it's not that difficult. You know, there's an awful lot of people incentivized to do it now because of the housing crisis. But there's still a little bit of detail in it. For instance, we've been asked them to bring back in to give the same grants to over the shop units. But incumbent in them, and that it isn't, you can see that it isn't quite in the detail in terms of regeneration, is also to protect small businesses. OK, to revitalize not just housing, but build communities. So one of the problems is also trying to get them to protect small business, to incentivize, because we have a huge amount of new trades that we need to incentivize older buildings as well. And if anybody was involved in this, there was a big platform to talk about small towns and villages over the last with the Architecture Association in Ireland, and that is that we need apprentices, but we need specific types of apprentices. We need protection of small businesses, and that really isn't in some of the detail they're talking about, and I can't quite drill into it yet, but they're talking about, you know, conversion of shops, conversion of, rather than this thing of trying to still bed into our communities, towns and villages and places to work, places to go for coffee. Like, we aren't
so
just
keep the shop and build above it.
Yes, ideally. And also to give the tax incentives. They're saying they're not sure about they'll give it to micro businesses. So there's some sort of detail in that you're going to go, okay, what's a micro business? What is, you know, where is, which business are we incentivizing? And that's endemic within this document, unfortunately, is where is big business and where it, so there will be two tiers, I feel, of people who can facilitate and kind of drill in and access a lot of the dereliction issue. And there, I hate to say it, there are people who can manoeuvre a good set of grants, who can deploy and employ an architect who probably, so that's what
who can access the money up front, basically, but trying to help those, ideally young people out there in their 20s and 30s who want to get on the housing ladder but can't put their hands on that 140,000 that the grant promises, and is really difficult.
And then the huge tranche of kind of land banking that's going on with some of the developers involves an awful lot of housing in beautiful city centre locations. So are they going to have to suffer with the dereliction tax? We now hear that they're no longer going to have to appeal on their plannings if they're sitting on a planning for ages. There's a couple of things in there that are also worrying that haven't been fully thought through.
Pat, there were two pillars to this report, and one of them was to try and introduce or increase measures to tackle homelessness. So that has to be welcomed, I'm sure, from your point of view. But the secret is always in the implementation of a plan, isn't it? Not the plan itself.
100%. The secret is in implementation. We've had plans before, but there's a lot of welcome measures in the plan at the moment, particularly around homelessness that we've been calling for some time. There are 5,200 children homeless, 16,600 people in emergency accommodation. It's the highest it's ever been. Before we went into COVID and lockdown, there was over 10,000 people. But during the worst of times, we were able to bring that down to around 8,000 people in a relatively short space of time, with very targeted, concise measures and a level of priority being applied to those measures. That's what we need now. We need to hold people to account to this plan, and we need to move forward now altogether.
Well, there's probably an eviction ban in place too, wasn't there? So there's people coming in to homelessness at that point. In terms of some of the schemes that they've talked about, the 100 million to allow, I suppose, local authorities, I think it's going to be to purchase second hand homes. That is going to bring, those authorities into direct competition, isn't it, with those people out there who are trying to save and trying to buy the house?
It is, but it's also really leveling the playing pitch, because the target for those homes are for families who are long-term in emergency accommodation, in some cases more than 2 years in this city. And if you're 2 years in emergency accommodation, and the impact that it has on family life, it has on children, is immense. We're looking at a real traumatic effect in years to come because of that damage that has been done right across the board, physical, mental health and everything else.
Is there going to be a problem here because the local authorities will be able to, I would imagine, just outbid any other person who's bidding for that house? They will have fairly limitless tranche.
Yeah, it's unlikely that they're going to be outbid that, because there's all sorts of measures in place around market values and everything else. But what I would like to say as well is that homelessness is more than just providing a house. It's really providing a home. And Roisin's comments around regeneration and dealing with dereliction, they fall right into that area, because what you're doing when you're doing regeneration and dereliction, you're creating a community and you're using the integrals that are there within the community, the ability to use the schools that are there, the ability to use the community centres, the shops, the post offices and all the rest of that.
Okay, we hear repeatedly about obstacles in this country to getting houses built. You experience that, I'm sure, in your job all of the time. Are there measures in here to address some of those?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think this is, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm with Professor Hegarty from UCD on this. The obstacle thing is overstated. It is really worrying that this is constantly being kind of carted out by the government and the think tanks, saying, oh, the deregulation. We're seeing more and more deregulation and still no provision. I think it suits, the developers to say, oh, it's Mrs. Bloggs down the road who's stopping the development by complaining or whatever. But in actual fact, it's not. It's like we see sites still not turned on, planning permissions constantly change really in favour of development. And just, but that's an old hat. Everybody knows that. And there's people who really think that deregulation will save the world, but it's like making a free market. That's not how it happens. But I do think that the thing about the local authority, the thing you're talking about, is actually good. I think we need more property owned by the state for the purpose of the state, and it's seeing what we see in Vienna, which is like a rent controlled. I think I've said this time and time again. I was over there in the summer, and you can do a master's there for €300. And I said, what's the catch? And there was no catch. There was public transport, but there was also accessible housing, because they have 200 years of constant purchasing of housing for the citizens of the city.
And they kept it.
And they keep it.
They kept ownership of it.
And what we are at risk here, even with some of the social housing systems we have, where they say, no, they're buying it. But they're buying leases, they're buying timed leases. Like, we're in danger of, they say we're going to provide 300,000 housing. We need them in the opening paragraph to say, we are going to provide housing for the state. We will own that. And that's still not coming out really loudly in that document.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. But now, my thanks to Pat Dennigan of Focus Ireland and to architect Roisin Murphy.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.